This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Grab that cuppa and sit down for Conversations with the Mayor. Join in now as Taran speaks with our region's leaders.
Morena, and welcome back to Conversations with the Mayor, or Chair, on Access Radio Taranaki. My name is Taran, and today we have the lovely Craig Williamson in the studio with us, who is the Chair of Taranaki Regional Council. Morena, Craig, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you.
It's lovely to have you here. I know you've had an incredibly busy couple of weeks because central government has announced their intention to dismantle regional council governance across Aotearoa. And I know there's more information coming out soon about the RMA and stuff like that. So we're recording this on a Friday and there's more information coming, but what can you tell us so far?
So we're recording this on Friday the 5th.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
On Tuesday, the Tuesday that's coming, which will probably have already happened by the time this is,
More
stuff is coming. So this will be the details of the RMA, or Resource Management Act, reform, which is another biggie, perhaps the biggest of all of this reform that's coming.
Yeah, and so what we know so far is that central government has basically, well, they've proposed, but it seems pretty clear cut, that they're going to dismantle regional council governance within 2 years. Is that your take as well?
Yeah, I don't know about the timeline, and I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work, honestly. Yeah. But yeah, there's that's the proposal. Get rid of the regional council governance first across the country. So that's all the regional councils. What are there? 11 of them?
Yeah,
I think. And then, of course, you've got these massive organisations that have been operating since 1989 with hundreds of staff and management and everything else. And actually...
And assets.
Oh, yes, and assets.
Yep.
And actually, yeah, so the councillors work very hard and there are committees as well. So if your governance is gone, your committees are gone.
Yep, that's right. And committees have appointed reps from mana whenua.
And they've said in this announcement that they're going to honour treaty settlements, but written into some of our local, at least three Taranaki treaty settlements, and one more, I think. It is guaranteed that we have, in our case, three reps on our policy and planning committee and three reps on our Office and Reg committee. So how can they honour that if those committees don't exist?
Exactly. And that is a point I'm hearing a lot online, is this just seems to be circumventing treaty settlements, disenfranchising tangata whenua and regional voices even more, and pulling localism back and giving people in the beehive more power to intervene in regional issues.
Something like that. Yeah, well, and, might have to be careful with what I say here, but I did write an opinion piece.
Yes, a very good opinion piece.
To say this didn't feel like democracy to us, this isn't good.
Let me quote from it, because I was very impressed by it. I'm going to start at the top, actually. 6 weeks ago, communities across New Zealand elected their regional councillors. 3 to 4 weeks ago, they were sworn in. But before many have even had the chance to properly step into the roles that communities across the nation entrusted them with, the government has announced its intention to dismantle regional council governance altogether and replace it with a structure no one has seen, discussed, or asked to participate in designing. What has shocked me the most is not just the scale of the reform, but the way it was delivered. And then you go on to make some very interesting points, including, hold on, let me just flick through this. Aha, this is one of the lines I really love. Our communities made clear clear choices about who they wanted to represent them. Yet before we can even begin the work they elected us to do, we are being told the system of representation itself may be swept aside. No one needs me to spell out that what that says about respect for local democracy.
And that's how it feels. Why did we just go through, I mean, this, unless they just made this up 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Which they might have.
Who knows?
Why did we just go through local body elections? It's not something that I personally enjoy.
No.
But it's not about me. But even the voters, why did they have to go and vote for regional councillors, and which they did, and they came out in relatively high numbers.
Yep, you know? Exactly.
Why was there a referendum on whether or not there's a Māori ward for regional councils and our regional council in 3 years' time? Whether or not you voted yes or no doesn't matter anymore. Why waste that time going to that effort?
Exactly.
And if there is going to be no regional council governance.
That's exactly right. And there's also a hypocrisy hidden in there as well, because, okay, here's we had to have a referendum on if we were going to retain or take away
Māori
wards.
Yes, it was a referendum.
It was a referendum. The community had to decide because democracy is so important, and yet regional councils, where's the referendum on that? It's just central government making a decision.
It is. And they're just being, and then for those who don't know, the proposal is that then the governance of regional councils goes to the district mayors. In our case, you've got the three district mayors, and they are effectively supposed to be the governors and the committees and the everything else for this, for the regional council. They have no, they've got their plates full anyway.
So full.
They were not voted
them on a mandate of running regional council. Didn't sign up for this either.
No, and they didn't sign up for it, and they're not necessarily equipped for it either, because it is so different. What we do is so different from what they do, and they're busy enough already. And so then the other option that's been thrown about is perhaps there'll be a commissioner or a government appointee would come in.
Someone from Beehive
appointed to come in with either a veto vote or as an observer. But even as an observer, if it's appointed by the minister, then that person is actually there to do the minister's bidding and to steer things the way that the minister wants them to be steered. So once again, you've got really busy mayors who didn't sign up to this. Then you'll have the government appointee potentially calling the shots and saying, but that's not just running the regional council, that's designing the future of local government in the district, because the bigger plan, of course, is more amalgamation.
Yes.
Which, and everybody, you know, I don't think anybody's disagreeing that there's too much local government
no one's denying
in New Zealand
that
and probably
we
in
need
Taranaki
change.
Too. Yes.
No one's denying that a reform of some sort is needed. But what is the problem here is that this is not considered. It's not involving communities. In fact, you summed it up really well when you said, right now we're being asked to have confidence in a structure that has been announced at speed without local input and without any clear explanation of how it could serve us better. And then you go on to say, when major structural changes arrive abruptly on top of one another, it begins to look less like strategy and more like force, gives the impression the destination has already been chosen and the public conversation is simply a box-ticking exercise on the way to get there. This is not how trust is built. This is how trust is lost. And then a point you make later in the opinion piece, which in case nobody is clear on, I really liked this. Improvement requires listening. It requires collaboration. It requires honesty about what is driving reform. Above all, it requires respect for people who keep our regions functioning and the communities who rely on them. We stand ready here in Taranaki to work constructively with the government, with our district councils, with iwi and hapu partners, and with our communities on a model that fits our region and stands the test of time. And this is the line I love the most in the whole piece. But reform done to people is never as strong as reform done with them. And that's the issue.
That's the issue. And I will stand by all of that. There was no consultation. Mm. There was no dialogue. There was no input from the regional sector. There was no input from the other councils either, whether or not they wanted this role.
Yeah.
This has all been done at pace, and it's done to serve a purpose. And I believe the purpose is obviously, and the only explanation that's coming from central government is we believe this will lead to downward pressure on rates. I mean, what sort of a fluffy statement is that? They're not promising anything there,
because
but they're justifying
they're
it.
They're justifying.
That way.
Well, it's easy to spin it that way, right? Because people at the end of the day, less government, more money for us, we won't have to pay as much. It's a nice narrative to sell. But what it seems
less
like.
Less red tape, less compliance.
Yeah, but exactly.
I mean, look at the wastewater treatment plants or whatever. You'll end up with the district councils and policing the district, policing themselves.
Exactly.
You know, you need some independence there, or it might all be farmed off to the central government. I think they're going to have to create another ministry called the Ministry of Compliance. And then that ministry is going to be employing all the people who are employed by the regional council anyway. So you're not saving money.
And
it's just you're further
just
away.
All you're doing is shifting power to the beehive.
You're shifting it further away. Yeah. So. I mean, I believe it's got something to do with the RMA, which is coming.
Yes,
and we'll, I think that, it was easier if regional councils weren't there.
Well, the feeling perhaps. It gives me, the vibe it gives me, and we don't know what the RMA stuff is while we're recording this. We will know by the time it goes to air. But what the feeling it gives me is, let's remove the barriers, let's make it easier, let's make it much more profitable for our business mates to be able to easily come in the back door and make money on our whenua, things like iron sand mining, things like not having to meet environmental controls, because at the end of the day, money talks and local people and communities get in the way of that.
Potentially, I'm not going to say that's what I think, but there's potential for people to think that, and I guess there is potential for that to happen. But look, you know, the current arrangement, you know, it is too much governance, and you know, there are some overlaps, but the Taranaki situation is not the situation anywhere else. Like, we work really closely with the other district councils. We have great relationships with our rural sector. We have a great relationship, or a very good, very strong relationships with iwi in Taranaki. We're all working, this is a united Taranaki working together on stuff, so it's not like we're at loggerheads with our rural sector all the time. We're not. It's just not the case here. And we're also staring down the barrel of pretty dark economic headwinds in this region too. And so the last thing we need is a messy local government that nobody understands. We need to design, and this is what we're pushing back with, a bespoke solution. Local government that works for Taranaki, designed by Taranaki, designed by all those parties that I just mentioned, working together. And the conversations I've had with all of them,
and I imagine there's been many.
There's been many, but from what I can gather from iwi to Fed Farmers, rural sector, urban sector, the three district council, everybody is on the same page here.
Good.
We don't want it done to us. We want it. We want to front foot this, and this might be about the shape of local democracy and local decision making in Taranaki for the next 30 years.
Exactly.
So let's let's not get it wrong. And you certainly want one of the big players, which is the regional council, with all this experience that the councillors and the officers bring. To be involved in that process of designing the new system. You don't want it to be done effectively by
people who don't live here and maybe have never even visited Taranaki.
Exactly. And even the current model that's being proposed, they'd start designing, the three mayors and whoever else, the government appointee, would start designing this thing. But then halfway through, there'd be local buddy elections.
Yeah.
You might end up with three new mayors who would have to pick it up and run with it. They've never been mayors before.
Yep. You might even end up with a new central government who have completely different agendas.
Well, and Yeah, well, then that's another. That's a whole other conversation. What happens if I, you know, there's a, why push through so fast? There's
sounds an election. Like a very expensive and long exercise.
Well, I haven't heard of. I haven't heard any bipartisanism going on either. So no. You know, if you're going to if you're going to do a whole lot of reform and get it right, at least
absolutely
try and find a middle ground with the other main political parties, because otherwise, like we keep seeing. You know, everything's going to be chucked out again by the next lot.
Well, you only have to look at the well-beings, right, and how well-beings were in local government, and government should care about these four well-beings, and then it was taken out, and then it was put back in. I think they're in the process of being taken out again.
Yes, that's what I'd heard too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, water as well would be another one. Then it got thrown out, then it became local water done well.
Yeah.
But then... moving forward, if everybody's going to have to share services and amalgamate anyway, water's going to end up back not into Three Waters, but it'll be regional water entities, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Anyway, because this is the, you know, it depends on what the criteria is coming. Well, there is some criteria from the minister as to how the new design must look, and it must fit, and it certainly is leaning towards amalgamation of those sort of things.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Now, I want to take you back to before when you were talking about the relationships that regional councils have with local groups. Now, I can't speak for anywhere else in Aotearoa. I live in Taranaki and I've lived here for a long time. But those relationships have been developed over decades, right?
Yep.
Like, for people like Tangata Whenua to trust in a government, any form of government, is huge. Those relationships have been built up over time. Same with Federated Farmers. Same with all of your stakeholders. That's relationship.
And the relationships across the board are pretty good in Taranaki relative to, you know, they're not perfect, of course, and we have a difficult job to do and, you know, enforcing and policing consents or creating consents and policy that often is directed by central government anyway, or the central government of the day. But still, because... you know, because of the culture, I think, the Taranaki culture, the way Taranaki people are, but the culture that has evolved at TRC over time and the wonderful staff we have on the front line, the relationships are actually really good.
Yeah. I've certainly seen a marked improvement just looking back at when I was a local government reporter a decade ago. It always felt like, and I could be wrong, but it felt like tangata whenua, groups of people with issues or stakeholders were always making deputations. Now it feels like these people are actually around.
They're around the table. They're in the room. They're
exactly.
Real stakeholders with an influence and input.
Yes, they're in the room and where it happens.
They're adding value to all of the decision making that's going on. And yes, they do feel the same at this point in time. So for that to disappear, they must. I can't speak for them, but I'm absolutely sure they're very, very disappointed. And who knows what else is coming too. But probably they will, most likely they'll be even more disappointed once they see it. I would think.
Now, did you get, you know, we all found out in the media basically. Did you get any heads up, or is that how you found out too?
The local government reform, the extent of it. I'd actually, because we just got sworn in, like I said, and then I was appointed chair by my colleagues, and then there was some local government New Zealand stuff down in Wellington pretty soon after.
Oh, I've heard about this.
But nobody was. No, but then you would even have. I think it was that one that Minister Simon Watts was at. Somebody directly asked him, "What's the future of regional councils?"
Yep.
Because there hadn't been a lot of talk about it since sort of July.
Okay.
And there was, you know, full of bull and bluster, Shane Jones, oh, we're going to get rid of them, or Chris Bishop. But you didn't really believe it. And even speaking to other councillors or even our senior staff, they were like, how can they do that? Surely not. No, how could you unwind it all? It's all so intertwined with everything. Surely not.
Surely
but
not.
But just to see the way he was dancing around the minister, that question, and I saw a letter from from Bishop as well.
Both
of them saying, no, we now understand, or we understand, because it didn't seem like they did 6 months ago, but now we understand and value all of the work that regional councils do, and we can promise you that the functions of regional council will continue under the new model and after the RMA. The functions of, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a little bit skeptical of these fellas, and you're reading between the lines, you're saying, well, why aren't you saying regional councils are going to continue? Why are you just saying the functions of? Because they are talking about, you know, whether it's possible to pick up a whole regional, well, actually, because they're talking about centralising about 40% of the stuff that regional councils do anyway. But whether you can pick up the rest and stick it in a CCO managed by the whatever's left of the district councils. That's not a democratic
thing not.
Anyway. It's in an arm's length CCO.
Yeah, that's
which
right.
Which would be charged with a whole lot of these functions.
And there's far less transparency in a CCO. We know that from our own experience in Taranaki, right? Like, CCOs are a way to, in my opinion, keep information from the public.
Yeah, well, because it's a CCO, I guess it wouldn't have to be so accountable, would it?
Yeah. And, like, I just want to say as well, as I'm a disgruntled ratepayer about this, and voter, because the idea that the people who are elected for district councils suddenly have say or impact on regional councils terrifies me. Those are not the people. Like, if I look at, like, some of the deputy mayors or some of the councillors.
Wrong skill set, different skill set, different backgrounds.
Absolutely. You look at, and I've always said this, and I don't mean it offensively to anybody out there, but the people who are elected to the TRC, in Taranaki, those people seem to be more educated, better at governance, less like, there's an issue and I want to change the world, but more like governance people. Does that make sense?
These are Taryn's words, not mine, listeners.
It takes a whole lot of people to make democracy work.
I will say we've got very good councillors we have had in the past, and we've got some exceptional new ones this time around as well.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of value to add. And collectively, we've got a lot of experience around the table too.
You do.
So,
To lose
that in one fell swoop, to save what?
I know.
What are you saving? You're not saving hardly anything.
Well, by the time you pay for the reforms and...
If the problem is the 67 or plus regionals, maybe there's 80 councils in the country. It's too much governance, too many councils. The problem is not, maybe it's the low-hanging fruit, but the problem is not your 11 regional councils.
No.
That's not going to save you much.
No, it's not. Not when you consider what some of those politicians in Wellington might be paid.
Yes, well, anyway, and you're going to end up with, you might end up with the same technical and scientific people here,
Mm-mm.
but there'll be more bureaucrats in Wellington having to run the show. I don't think that the district council's got a whole lot of capacity either. They'd be in charge of designing something that they're only a part of.
If you think about
them being charged to design the future solution, whatever that might be, and whether that's a one territorial authority for the whole of Taranaki, or whether that's two, or whether there's a rural one and an urban one.
Yeah. But let's be honest, we didn't elect these current people to make decisions about what local government is going to look like in our region for the next 30 years. Like, those people, they represent, so our current mayors represent, you know, their districts or whatever. They were not elected to make decisions about how democracy looks in our region for the next 30 years. That's huge.
And, you know, if we can front foot this and they'll allow us to perhaps even speed this up a bit and do it while during this current term, while we're still at the table, then it will go, then, and obviously if it's long, depending on who the government is, if it's the same government, then it would have to go to the minister for his approval, and he would say, yes, there's savings and there's more efficiency, and, you know, I can see when you're combining, you know, across the four councils, these entities, yes, here, it'll be a good thing, and this stuff can go down to, can be managed from, you know, central, from Wellington,
yes,
the compliance it might be, whatever it might be. If we can do that and they will allow us to do that, and then of course it would go out for consultation with the community, and they would come back. That could be helpful. This is sort of a convoluted way to get there.
Yeah.
But I think it's coming anyway, and I don't see Labor coming out swinging. I haven't seen Labor coming out swinging yet, so I think they kind of agree in some form of consolidation or amalgamation. Yeah,
there is no denying that some kind of reform needs to happen, but it's the way in which this has gone about, and it's also the fact the consultation period for this is over Christmas and New Year and the summer holiday period when people are tuned out. It's my
box ticking line. You know, is this really consultation? Have they already decided the destination?
No, it's performative. It's not consultation at all.
20th of February. Yeah. Exactly.
I know.
This is just being dumped on, and you know, even from a council point of view, poor staff.
Mm.
They're going to be working on this through the summer break.
Yeah. Yep.
They're going to have to.
Yeah. And they should, you know, they've got
their resources. The ministers might be off on holiday. They might come back on the 20th of February and have a look.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm being sarcastic there, but you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
So, yeah, I mean, that's tough. And why do you have to move at such pace?
I know. I really like your idea. I really like your idea about the 3 years and using this term to see what we can build together as a community. While the regional councillors are here, while there are chairs, you know, make use of this time, make use of it and create something together with all of us that is going to work for our region and our community going forward.
That is the plan. We live here.
We do.
We work with people here. Our families are here.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, and we have long histories here.
Yeah, and we deserve to be.
And
we understand.
And you know, now in the role that I'm in, I'm talking to all parts of the community too. This is what Taranaki deserves.
Yeah, I like that.
So we'll give it a go.
And we'll talk about it again next time I see you, because we are. At the end of our episode, we've clocked up 27 minutes of kōrero about this.
Well, I hope that we ended on, you know, there's a bit of hope there.
There is a bit of hope, and there is an opportunity.
So I've said to my councillors, chin's up, come on, we've got work to do, and hopefully they'll let us do it.
Yes, that's the thing, eh? Let's take this, take something that feels like it's been imposed on us, let's take it, let's turn it into an opportunity, and let's fight for it and make it better.
Yep, let's say, we're buying in. We're going to do it our way. Can we? We'd like to do it our way, if you don't mind.
Yes.
How about that?
The Taranaki way. I love it.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for all of that insight today, Craig. It's been a joy speaking to you, and I look forward to our next kōrero, because we'll have even more information then.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And I won't see you before Christmas, so have a lovely Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
See you later.
Alrighty. See ya.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.